welcome to episode 10 of the GCPD,
the Gotham City Podcast Department, to inform and entertain.
Clayface!
We're entertaining Clayface?
Yeah.
Ah, nice. I'm Colin, and I play Bat Family.
I am Josh, and I play Plants and Clowns.
I'm Eggy, and I'm going to play Clayface.
Mono.
Yeah,
mono
only
Clayface.
Yeah. Yep.
We are sadly down Nigel today. I think he's got a case of the bird flu, if you know what I mean.
I actually don't. No.
Because he's been playing Penguin, and it's infected him with sickness.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd be affected too if that was the case.
Yep.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
We had a moment of silence
for us. That was for all of you Penguin players out there.
Yeah. So, Nigel, if you're listening. No, I kid. Penguin's great.
You can't even say no to the straight face. You can't even actually say that out loud.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll be good once they get the box next month or whatever.
If they ever get a box.
I mean, they say it's coming soon, so I'm sure it's coming. I'm sure it'll be sweet, and it's probably going to be like 10 new models, so that'll be pretty dope.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, everything will be brand new, which will be like a first.
Yeah, or maybe they'll recast the Street Demons and then like do something else. I don't know.
I hope they update them.
I hope they update them as well if they do so.
One guy's not bad, actually.
Yep.
The Endurance 6 guy.
Yeah, the guy that throws the Molotov.
Yeah, he's okay.
Yeah, he's not bad. All right, so Knight Models has recently come out with official rules for upgrade cards. So a couple episodes ago, we had been talking about Clayface and how we weren't sure 100% how he worked. And since Eggy is a Clayface freak, I thought maybe we'd let Eggy talk about how upgrades work now that Knight Models.
Yeah, sure. So upgrades, there was an old version of the rules, and it was like under the Wonder Woman section, so it was pretty tough to find. I think Donovan posted for us on the actual
on our Facebook.
Yeah. So that helped. That's nice. Thank you for that. But Knight Models this week, I don't remember. It was probably late in the week, I think, right?
I think.
Yeah, it's like Thursday or Friday.
Thursday or Friday. They posted the updated rules for upgrades, and pretty much the one it affects the most is Clayface, because the other models that have upgrades pretty much work almost exactly the same way.
Right. Essentially,
what's a big deal though in there, and I don't know like if it's worded really harshly or not, but it says upgrades can never be healed.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Like it's like worded like that, like may never have damage removed. And that's a big deal though too, and it kind of nerfs like other stuff. So like Lobo's bike, you can never heal. Mm. Lux's armor, you can never heal.
Right.
So that's kind of a big deal. And I don't know. Like what they're obviously wanted.
No, that's like, not how, here. I'll read it for you.
Okay, let's just have Colin read.
Okay, sure.
You cannot remove damage from disabled upgrade cards.
Keep reading.
By any means, unless they are upgrade or unless the upgrade card is exchanged.
Yeah, by any means. So you can never. You can't use magic.
That's if it's disabled. No one was ever.
I'm gonna pull it up because there's literally a sentence at the bottom of that whole entire thing that says, "You cannot remove damage from it unless it's." Like,
well, that's what he just read, but it was for disabled.
It's for disabled only.
Which
and
would not
so
be.
So you can heal, like, you can heal Lex.
Let me look. Or do you have it on your phone? Can you pass it to me?
Yeah.
Perfect. Oh, yeah, it says, you cannot remove damage from a disabled upgrade card. Oh, okay.
So basically, once the upgrade card is, like, destroyed.
Is this the second edition one?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Once it's, like, taken enough damage, so, like, Lex is 5 wounds, once it takes that 5 wounds, it's disabled, and then you can't recover it.
Yep.
Right.
But before that, you can.
Yeah,
so.
Sweet. I thought maybe in the first upgraded part of it that was different.
Yeah, it was confusing because they released the wrong text or something.
That's actually clearly upgraded because it does say, it gives the exclaimer at the end.
Yeah, because the first go around, it was like you couldn't heal it no matter what.
Yeah, the last little bit about if you want to read it.
Yeah, is exchanged. Yep.
Yeah.
We'll just read through it quick here too. Damage. So there's like a damage section of it, and then this is why Clayface changed to what he is now. Before, like on the first time they released it, but they released the second PDF almost like a couple minutes after the first.
Well, this
one.
Is the third PDF now.
Yeah. Okay. So number 3 we're on.
This is a clearly a confusing bit of model's rules to write. But
yeah, well, I'm just going to read the damage section. So all damage received by a model is applied firstly to the attachment upgrade upgrade card. If the endurance value is reduced to zero, the upgrade card is disabled and no longer active. So pretty much saying, like, if it gets disabled, it's pretty much done.
Mm-hmm.
But for Clayface, there's a special, like, section where it's exchanging upgrades. And because it's just not removed, it's just inactive, he can exchange it for a different one. And he gain, and then all of that gets recovered when you exchange.
Gotcha.
So that's what allows him to switch his upgrades back and forth and gain that health back every time he does mm-hmm. it. So he's actually a tank, like a super tank, because he can just get like 3 to 4 health back a turn.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like fluff wise, that makes sense ish, you know what I mean? But it's like, it's tough. They did it a tough way. So it's going to be really strong, I think, like in game, like very, very strong.
Yeah, they had the two upgrades. What is it? Mudform is 3 endurance and. Yep. Stone form is 4 endurance.
Yeah, and then your tough skin as well.
He's tough skin. Does he also have regeneration?
He does on his regular card.
Yeah, so he can.
But he's only tough skin with solid form.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he can always regenerate 1 point of 1 blood or 2 stun, basically, yeah. right? Or yeah. no, it's just regeneration is just remove 1 damage marker.
1 marker, yep.
Yep, so he can always regenerate 1 damage marker. He can, of course, heal stun as per every model's capability of
right.
rolling
remember,
to recover stun.
Unless it's electric, he's always taking stun.
Right.
Which is huge.
Yep. And then electric or cold, right?
Yeah. Well, that's with the range attacks. So range attacks when it's clay body is when you're shot with those.
Okay. And then on top of it, he can heal essentially 3 to 4 damage a turn just by switching his upgrade
yeah.
card. So he can heal 4 or 5 damage a turn, which is
pretty
substantial.
Yeah, it's going to take a significant. You're just going to have to like either decide when you play against him to either like go all in on the turn, or which is probably not the clay body turn. I think it's probably the mud form turn. Like if he has to switch to mud form, that's probably the turn to go in.
Right, yeah, sure.
Because I think people are too worried about like, oh, I'm never going to be able to kill him, blah, blah, blah. I think you can.
Yeah, you still only have to deal, what, like 9 to 10 damage to him to kill him? So that's certainly possible. And if you get through 4 damage on his stone body, tough skin goes away. So
yep. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's he's definitely killable. There's no question about that.
And I think people like to talk about him in a vacuum too, like oh, he's gonna be a defense 5 the whole time. Well, he's not gonna be, because if he wants to put all that damage out, he's probably gonna have to put it adaptable to attack to actually make him a 4 to do a bunch of damage. So it's like he's gonna have to pick and choose and make decisions in game.
Oh, of course he will.
So I'm going to say he's not broken. We'll see it. I haven't got to put it on the table yet. I'll probably proxy it this upcoming week with other stuff. What?
Nothing.
Oh,
just keep talking. Just keep talking.
Okay.
Just keep talking.
But anyway, yeah. I think it's going to be fun. I'm going to play him a lot, I think.
Uh-huh.
I like Clayface, just the character.
Yeah.
And then the model's huge. Did you see it next to Lobo's bike?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God. It's massive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm super excited. He's, like, huge, huge.
That's
so
sweet.
Like, yeah. And this, like,
oh, yeah,
yeah,
he's
he looks
huge.
Super cool. Yeah,
he's
I'm
really
excited
big.
About him. So,
yeah,
but anyway, I think, yeah, I mean, for upgrades, that's how they're going to work. Clayface is obviously the exception just because he can exchange them.
Yeah, and so then, just to spell it out, like, very straightforward, because there was a lot of back and forth there.
Yeah, my bad.
Essentially, you get an upgrade, you pay for it, it's attached to your character. Once it takes the total amount of endurance, it becomes disabled. Up until that point, you may heal damage off of it if you have the ability to do so, whether it's like stun damage and you're recovering with an endurance roll, or if it's you know, blood damage and you're healing it with a medic or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you can recover, you know, Lex can heal some damage off of his warsuit, but once that warsuit takes
five
damage, which is his endurance value, it's disabled and it no longer functions.
I hope that they change, like, you know, like there was like the handyman rule.
Mm-hmm.
I hope the handyman rule can fix.
There is like, there was a rule for repairing, like there was a repairman, which was like for vehicles and cybernetic models and bots.
Yeah.
And it was essentially a medic for those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Now vehicle rules have essentially gone out of the game. I don't know if they're still considering like the Flash Arrow book and the campaign book to be.
Doubt it.
I don't think so. I think with this latest update and the new Batmatch rules and the whole standard play versus eternal play and whatnot, at this point you can just kind of assume vehicle rules are essentially out of the game. I think Lobo's bike is maybe how they're going to treat vehicles from now on. But I could certainly see Repairman as a rule, like a repair rule that works on
you can
upgrades.
Repair like a cybernetic upgrades. Upgrade or
yeah,
something.
Something like that. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I wouldn't
That'd
mind
be
that
sweet.
Because there is stuff that affects cybernetic as well, you know?
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
like, if you can hack it, why can't you fix it?
It's a little weird that, you know, a doctor that Alfred's like, I'm a like war medic, so also I can repair the Lobo's space bike and Lex's yeah. suit armor, and I also think, Clayface's body.
yep. Yeah, yeah, I think it's gonna have to be pretty specific, like and like yeah. Like a very few models.
Yeah,
for Lex, it would be totally usable for Lex. Like yeah. he would actually just love that.
You're just trying to push this to get the repair
repair yeah. for Lex.
Yeah, yeah. He's pretty. He's almost entirely worthless without a suit.
Well, I mean,
but all the early game stuff.
Yep. Yeah, no.
But it's nice. Just overall, I'm glad we got some clarification for just
yeah, so once an upgrade becomes disabled, that's it. It doesn't get discarded anymore, it sounds like, from the rules, correct? It's just disabled. And once it's disabled, you can't heal it anymore. It just doesn't function. You can't heal it. It's done. It essentially is still attached to your character, but it does nothing.
Yep. And then Clayface works.
But
because
Clayface
you can
happens to have two upgrades, and he can switch them back and forth. So he has a special rule that allows him to do so, and it heals when he flips them.
Yep.
So that's how upgrades work. Pretty straightforward. It's how we want them to work. The rules are written. You know, now we have codified official rules.
Also, I like that this was kind of proof that they can update and fix.
Yeah.
Like a PDF.
Right.
At any point. Yeah. So.
Nope, for sure.
Yeah, very rapidly they did it as well, too. So it's not.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's nice. It's, like you said, great confidence that they're going to come in, and they have the ability now in second edition to change stuff when they need to, which is great.
Yep, agreed.
So if he is if he is powerful, then he can get changed. So.
Right. Okay. So we went out. We put the call out for some new Speed Force questions.
Oh yeah.
So that we could dip into the Speed Force and go lightning fast. And you guys responded. A lot of great questions. We're not going to use all of your questions in this round. Some of them are a little more in depth than the Lightning Force. So if you don't hear your question, it's because we are maybe going to come back to it later as a actual topic question.
Yeah.
Some of them were a little deeper.
They're too slow.
Yeah, exactly. Speed Force, we got to move fast in the Speed Force. You got to go fast.
Run, Josh, run.
All right, boys, you ready?
Let's rock. Oh, we're going that way this time.
We're going this way. All right, go in reverse.
Come on.
But you won't have Nigel.
Yeah, that's okay. I still have some kind of
buffer. All right. So question one, starting with Colin. Favorite free agent?
Catwoman, 69-point Catwoman.
Oh, Clayface.
He got me on the 69-point Catwoman.
Oh, he stumbled.
I will go with Deadshot, just because I just played him. Suicide Squad, Deadshot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good choice.
Yeah.
They are all Suicide Squad, Deadshot, but yeah. All right.
Well,
I guess there's
Suicide
Squad.
There's classic. Classic.
All right, we're going fast.
We're not going fast.
Sorry.
We're dying. We're drowning. We're not pulling our Speed Force counters out. All right. Best magic user for Brave and the Bold.
Raven.
Constantine.
Best magic user for villains.
Damian Dark.
Yeah, Dark.
Enchantress.
Ooh, too expensive.
What crew has the best synergy of play?
Brave and the Bold.
Joker.
Gotham City Sirens.
Oh, yeah. I take that back. Gotham City Sirens.
Who's the best Robin?
The only Robin? Dick Grayson?
I don't care.
Damian Wayne.
Oh, just in general. Damn it!
all right. For each one of us, and let's include Nigel in this, what character... This one, we're gonna have to like really run hard here because this is going to bog us down. Which character... best represents each one of us individually.
Oh, as the Batman characters?
Yes.
Whoa.
Clayface.
Represents you?
Probably.
Oh, man. Don't do that to yourself.
All right, we got to pick one for Nigel, collectively.
Penguin.
Is that honestly probably Barry Allen? But
for you?
Probably.
Okay. I'll go with it.
Or Wally West, but he doesn't exist.
Nigel's Penguin. All right, Eggie.
Cool. Me? Batman.
I'm going to go with Baton Cop.
Lady Cop?
Not Lady Cop, but the Die Hard Cop. What's his name?
Carl?
Yeah, Carl. Carl.
Because we match very much. Yeah. He's 6'5". Yeah.
So wait, what? Can we,
that was a troll. Yes, but you can troll if you want. Apparently.
Do you want to?
Wait,
see...
I'm not done. I still got to pick what you are.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Oh, we pick for each other.
Yeah, we pick for each other.
Yeah, we're picking for each other too. So you have to go around and pick everyone's when you do.
Okay.
All right. So you go ahead. You say Barry Allen for you. Nigel.
Nigel's Penguin. Eggers is Bane.
Whoa.
You are. Oh my God, you are the tough one, actually. Copperhead.
Oh no!
Okay, I'm gonna go. All
right.
Josh is a hipster, so he's like Hugo Strange.
Okay.
Colin, you already put Clayface in my head.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm gonna have Nigel be Penguin.
Uh-huh. All right.
And then I'll take it back for myself.
I'm Eggers' favorite model.
I'm gonna go, yeah. for myself, I'm gonna go with Roz.
Roz, huh?
Yeah, because I'm pretty like arrogant. Little, all
right, all right, yeah. All right. All right, so Colin is... Shit, I'm not going fast enough. I was trying to think of like who's a super
this one you
fun
can take
loving...
a little bit for.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I chose Barry Allen because morality. He has the rule
Yeah,
morality.
No, I think Barry Allen's a good one for you. Yeah, I actually
great,
like that
you'd
one.
You'd be a great Spider-Man, too.
Barry, you convinced me with Barry Allen. Nigel's Penguin.
That's the easiest one, just by far.
Just grousing, complaining, and never happy.
And he's not here, remember?
Yeah, exactly. We got to get our licks in while we can.
He won't listen to it.
No,
either.
Not at all.
Perfect.
Yeah. Even if he does, Nigel, I love you. Damian Dark for Eggie.
Whoa. Do you even know the character?
Yeah, enough. He just seems like a little edgelordy.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And then, like I said, a hot Carl for me. just bumbling.
I can see you being like a good Scarecrow too.
Oh yeah, actually, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go with Scarecrow for myself. Nice. Okay.
All right.
Do you want to see an Atlantis squad with the new movie coming out?
Yes, 100%.
Yes, I love Aquaman. Actually.
Nah.
That'd be cool. That'd be a cool thing. If there's Amazons we can have.
Oh, we certainly can.
Yeah,
have
we can
one.
Have Atlanteans.
Best possessed henchman for Ivy, Standard and Eternal.
Oh, two different ones?
Yeah.
Oh, it's actually just a high security henchman.
But that's not possessed. She can just take him.
He just gets all
possessed. Yeah. Oh no. We're gonna go with Amazon chick. Sword Amazon.
That's for both, I guess. It could be for both. Okay.
Easy Strix.
That's Eternal.
Yeah, so Strix, that one. New. Finn.
Okay. Finn. I'm going to go. Is it Echo that has the can't be moved or like the.
Yes.
She can't.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm going to go Echo Standard. I'm going to go Strix Eternal because the correct answer is always Strix.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Damn it. I was wrong.
Yeah, you Finn get the bodyguard, though, dude.
Amazon, Sword Amazon Suite. Power rank the crews. You don't have to include teams.
How many crews are there?
There's a lot. This is tough.
Yeah. We'll do.
If you forget some, it's fine.
Just do top three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Top three and all bottom right. one.
Brave and the Bold. Organized Crime, and then Joker, and then the bottom one is Penguin.
Yep.
Okay. I'm gonna Brave and the Bold. I think Sirens are a lot better than people I'll actually give them credit for. Uh-huh. So I'm gonna say Sirens number two, uh-huh. Randomly, and then number three. Is this Eternal?
Yeah, sure.
Shoot. I don't know.
It's organized Joker. Crime.
Joker.
Come on.
Joker, sure.
Yeah, Joker.
Yeah, I guess.
And then last place?
You know it.
I don't want to say Penguin. That's so mean.
You know it.
Yeah, Penguin.
Yeah.
Okay. I think straight agree with Colin, but to be variant, I'll say Brave and the Bold 1, Organized Crime 2, Sirens 3.
Man, you guys think that good?
Yeah, they have 100%. More options than almost the other crews. And then Penguin is the worst crew.
Oh, League of Assassins is up there now since they got what's his face. But anyway.
Yeah. All right. What crew runs the Metal Knight models the best?
I'll say Militia.
Say an OC.
I would say OC is a good answer.
Yeah.
I think it's probably the new Riddler.
Yeah. I think even the old Riddler.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which B or C tier villain should Night Models release or re-release?
Condiment King.
For a B, I'd like Man-Bat still.
Which one?
Man-Bat.
Man-Bat. Yeah, that would be a good one.
As a B tier villain, yeah.
Everyone wants Condiment King.
Condiment King? He might not be a C-lister, though. He might be a D-lister.
I'm just
going to
agree with our poster and say we should see Black Mask again. I think I'd like to see Black Mask. Yeah.
So all more organized crime?
More. I wouldn't mind if Black Mask just had his own career.
No, he was.
But he can't. Everyone. Yeah,
you got to kick somebody out.
Yeah. Or a new. A new Tetch with a Wonderland gang would be sweet, too.
We gotta go.
Clayface, Broken, yes or no?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Favorite release in the last 2 months?
Oh, my God. Riddler Box.
Oh, my God, you didn't pick the CW stuff. Holy cow. Yeah. Wow. Clayface!
Riddler Pack. The Riddler Box is sweet. Web store exclusives, yay or nay?
Nay.
Next.
Is that it?
That's it.
Nay.
We have entered, we have exited the Speed Force.
Nay, on the last question.
Thanks for helping us.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Keep filling out those questionnaires.
Eggy loves doing this, so the more quick fire questions you guys send us, the more we'll put together lists to do the Speed Force thing. Hopefully you guys like these Speed Force rounds.
Yeah, I got an ant in my pants. It's fun.
All right, well, Eggers, you had a topic you wanted to discuss, kind of like a little bit lighter topic, but interesting maybe, about use of equipment and how selecting the right equipment for specific models can help change how those models play, as opposed to approaching equipment just from a, oh, I need this. And
yeah,
need this
is good. That's good. Yeah, so realistically, like, I think the number one, I'd say, piece of equipment that I think people overlook a lot, that this should be almost always be taken because movement's so important in the game, is just grappling guns. They can change how a model works, and they can change if a model's actually really, really good or just subpar.
I'm not sure that people necessarily are overlooking grappling guns. They just are often very expensive funding-wise.
Yeah, right. But it's still the same time, it's like, I think they're worth their funding 100%.
Sure.
I would say, if you can take two grappling guns for like 600 funding or something like that over an assault rifle, you should pretty much do it every single time.
That's a bold statement. I'm trying to think about whether I agree with it or not.
Just, I tried it several times, both ways, and every time I played the grappling guns, it was drastically different for those certain models and allowed them to output way more than that assault rifle could even do.
I definitely think it depends on crews.
It kind of depends on what you're playing against, too.
What crew, though? I mean, what crews do you think that's actually not true in?
Like, I don't think that the Sirens necessarily need grappling guns.
They're all insanely fast.
Right.
So you already have the mobility for it. I mean, and do they even have a grappling gun?
They can take maybe they can't, actually.
Yeah, okay, see?
Yeah.
Brave and the Bold, I actually don't think most of the time need it, especially if your leader is Batman.
Yeah, but everyone always takes it because that cop can get to the bat signal, and that's huge for him, too.
Well, but you can also take other, like, if you've got Batman, if you've got Nightwing, if you've got Black Orchid. Like, I like that list you played with Black Orchid in it because she's so fast and gets up the table so fast.
I honestly still, even in Brave and the Bold, because that makes, like, if one model's fast, you get one extra model that's fast too, that gets to be your objective runner. Like, Lady Cap with a grapple gun is so awesome because she's so defensive, and then she can go contest objectives and be defensive and also just, like, get objectives. I think it's always worth it over the assault rifle.
Yeah, that's the part that I'm trying to decide whether I agree with or not.
Yeah. I think it actually does kind of depend on what you're playing against. And now with the two lists, you can kind of...
Sure.
You can have that list that's super fast, but it's, like, pretty... If I was playing against, like, Ivy, for instance, that would kind of... I would just not like it.
Well, yeah, it's just terrible, I guess. But I think even...
Grappling guns?
I would rather have versus a grappling gun.
Gotcha.
You'd rather have a gun against Ivy?
Yeah. I need to be able to shoot the plants. You can't melee the plants to death.
I mean, you can. But it's a lot harder than shooting them.
Well, you
can
shoot them, too, if they ping. So
we'll get to that later.
Yeah. Even if they don't have pings, you can't kill them.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I don't think it's worth the resources to even shoot plants unless you're, like, a guy that has tons and tons of ammo or you can just sit on
If they're contesting two objectives, you shoot plants.
You can just kill them in melee if you have them. That's the thing. If you have...
It's a lot. It is a lot harder to kill them in melee. But
here's the thing, though, too. If instead of having the gun, if you grapple in with full-on attack, you'll probably kill the plant.
Yeah.
That's my point, too. It's like, then you can just melee them if they're not expecting, and they got camping defense. So you don't need the gun. You can just go have the...
I've never known them to not camp defense.
They, like, basically, they have two places they can allocate defense, their counters.
But, but my point is, like, a lot of times people don't see that coming. And if you can come from downtown, like a 14-inch move, then just pull
there,
attack.
There is no part of me that is arguing with you that grappling guns are sweet. They are sweet. They are really... Yeah. They are definitely worth their funding value in a vacuum. The part of me that is resisting your point is the part that thinks that, and we just had this discussion today, I don't think assault rifles are anywhere near as good as you think they are when you start out the game.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
you start out the game and you're like, rate of fire 3, 3 blood per, the wound on 2s, that's absurd.
Yeah.
But the once you've played against them for a while, you learn how to mitigate them. You end up by running models space to base, so they have to move, and they only get rate of fire 1.
Yep.
You take cover and take ping, so they hit like maybe once. And 3 blood is still a lot, but when you've spent 600 funding on a model, probably actually 800 funding, because a lot of times you're taking an extra mag for them. Spending almost half your funding on a single model, you know, if you're taking the extra mag, and still like a third of it if you're not, for a model that does 6 blood throughout the game, you know, does maybe 3 blood here or 3 blood there, is not super exciting. Yep. Now, it does dictate the way your opponent plays. They have to make sure that they take cover. They have to make sure that they do the things that require mitigating the assault rifle. So it still contributes.
Yeah.
But it's not the be-all, end-all, like, piece, like, equipment piece in the game, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot not of time, I think a lot of times, too, even if, like, even if you are set up and do a good job playing your assault rifle, you can just whiff.
You can. But by the same token, your opponent can mitigate all the factors, and then you can just blow a model off the table.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah. No, I agree.
It's still a very powerful piece, even with its drawbacks, even with how you, you know, you'll eventually learn to play against it. It still is a very powerful piece. So that I think a blanket statement of, I would always take...
No, I still would.
Two grappling guns over an assault rifle is, I think it's a hot take. And I just don't know if I agree with it or not. I think it's crew specific. I'm not 100% positive if I think it necessarily depends on crews you're playing against. There are some crews in which guns are just generally sort of bad against a lot of acrobats.
I'm just saying, like, I even in organized crime, I think it's still better to have the equipment instead of an assault rifle.
Sure.
And then, like, even in Bane, is definitely, I think it's better to have
the grappling guns. I think the closer your crew is to average movement, the more insane grappling guns get.
Yeah, that's fair. Like, if they're threes and up.
If you've got crews with threes and up, guys with fast.
Or guys with the willpower to actually be able to use...
Their attack
when they... Yeah.
So they can use the movement and the special and then still have something to attack with. Like, a lot of guys are just willpower 4, so that's like, oh, well, that's pretty useless.
Yeah, that's a whole other topic about willpower 4 in general, but yeah. a lot of stuff that's willpower 4 is not great.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of standard models have willpower 4. So,
yeah. Anyway, back to the point, like certain models, like...
Yeah, well, you were talking about Kabuto. Why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, so Kabuto, like, if he... By himself, he's good.
Kabuto is the ninja.
He's a 32-point ninja,
and from Bane.
For Bane's crew, he's in the Bane blister. He's 32 points. He's got a katana, and he's going to be handy and sharp.
Mm-hmm.
But most katanas are always going to be a 5+ strength.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two pieces of equipment that just make him bonkers actually good. And in a Bane crew, you can give him a Titan dose, which you can just hand out to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to make him, and he's defense 4 too, which is a big deal.
It turns him into Strix for a turn.
Yeah, right. So he gets to be Strix for one turn.
Yeah.
But with a grappling gun, it allows him to actually output before he gets hit, which is a huge deal for him because he'll probably one-shot the model he's going to go into if he gets 4 dice to attack him. So he can threat 12 and then put 4 dice into something, which is attack 4 too. So like having those pieces of equipment allows him to like try to hit up a little bit, and then the rest of the game he goes for like the smaller henchmen to take care of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like literally giving him those makes him good.
Well, that was today. You patrolled him with strategy?
No, he's undercover.
Oh, he's undercover, right. Yeah. So he's up undercover, and then...
A lot of times, I think, like, if you play him right, Bane, like, when I used to play Movie Bane, you can give him 2 more attack counters, so he can go to, like, attack. He can be, like, attack 6.
Yeah.
And go a 12, which is
with Killam, yeah.
Yeah, right, which is very, very...
I mean, his attack value is not 6, but he'll be attack 4,
but still.
Correct, yeah.
So, like, yeah, if you play him with Bane, like, that's probably realistically what I should try to focus on more doing, is inspiring and making those guys better. But, yeah, just, like, having that chance to just output instead of getting hit and then trying to output back, like, certain models cannot take a hit, and he's one of them.
Yeah.
So by using that equipment, you're making him offensive, and that's when he's good.
Yeah. No, you're amplifying the things that you want to do with him.
Yeah.
That's whenever I take Master of Ceremonies and Joker, not giving him a grappling gun is just kind of not an option because if he doesn't have the ability to close distances fast, he's not able to bring that axe to bear, and the axe is what's terrifying.
Yeah.
So those are...
I got a third one for you, even, too, that you play, is high-security henchmen with desensitizing tough skin.
No.
Like, that's another perfect example, like, that whatever they're doing, and if their equipment can crank them up to another level, right, what they do good,
yep,
that's when you should probably try to stick to that equipment to those certain models.
That's actually one of the things I do when building a list, and I don't know if you guys do this as well, but I will look through my equipment list, and then I'm trying to figure out what pieces of equipment sort of, like, push the limit on certain models. So, playing an Ivy crew without high security henchmen, I've done it. It's fine because her upgrades are really good on other models as well. Her upgrades just happen to be, her equipment just happens to be insanely good. But on high security henchmen, giving him adaptable, tough skin, and desensitized turns him up to 11. Yeah. Like, he is an extraordinarily difficult model for your opponent to deal with. And, he will do a lot of damage.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a place where you look when you're building a list, at least for me, is to start out with my equipment list. And instead of building a list and then adding equipment based on however much funding I have left, I am looking at specific combinations of models and equipment together that I want to include in the list. Do you do that as well, Colin? Or?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I'm... Yeah. Normally, like, with Brave and the Bold, my funding is so tight that I don't really get that much of equipment.
Sure.
I get, like, maybe an extra ammo or something.
Just from the number of cops that soak up some
funding. Yeah, they literally all cost funding except for one guard.
There's another couple guys now that, like, I love the taser guy for 30 points.
Oh, yeah, I guess there's two now.
Like, there's a couple models.
But you can only take one elite guy.
If you don't take Gordon. But I think Gordon's fine to take. He's not that much funding.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but if every guy eats up 100 to 300 funding in your crew, or most of them.
Yeah, but I mean, like, even if they only take up 100, like, the beanbag guys only take up 100. So that's not a ton, you know what I mean?
It's not. You're right, but you do run out of funding quickly near the end. And it's unlike, I sometimes build an Ivy list and literally nothing except maybe Hartley cost funding.
Yeah.
So,
no,
you
know, I have, like, full unlimited range, but I think there is some kind of Brave in the Bold. Like, I've built, like, cop lists before, elite cops, and, like, you still have a lot of funding left over if you intentionally try to, like, bring a lot of equipment.
Sure. I think he's also talking about standard versus building for old.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's fair. Yeah, 100%. Standard's way different. Yep.
Yeah. So, did that kind of cover everything you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, just saying, like, maybe, like, before you count a model out, take a look at the equipment, because that equipment can change what they do drastically.
Yeah, if you look at a model and you think it's good, and then on the tabletop it's playing a little flat, like, shaking up your equipment options could certainly be a way to...
It's weird that people apparently thought that a katana was bad.
Yeah. They
can be bad. Like,
they can be. There's
bad.
There's a few old League henchmen that have katanas that are not good models.
Anything,
But in general, if your model has a katana, you should be working to make that model work for you.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I think if there's any way you can reduce, like, if you can have a Venom dose or a Titan dose, like, even League, you can give... their new ninja, Ichi.
Uh-huh.
You can give him a Venom Dose to give him strength 4.
You can, huh?
Yep.
I didn't realize that Venom Dose is part of League's.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all I got. Just kind of maybe, and like, try to do it. Sometimes it can go terribly wrong too when you try to just test out. Like today, I tried to test out that new assault rifle guy.
Uh-huh.
Did not go well.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, you just got to test stuff out and see how it goes sometimes. As
sure.
Well, so.
Yep. Though Kabuto went well.
He always goes. I always have really good luck with him.
Yeah. Yep.
But he also threats pretty far.
Yep.
Yeah.
If he didn't have that plant kick his ass.
Yeah, right. Yeah, 100%.
All right, so we're going to do a new segment. This is the GCBD Employee of the Month.
Yep.
So we're going to just give a quick little rundown on each of our own employees of the month this month. Excellent above the bar performance from a particular model over the course of our games.
Certain models who stood out for you in your games.
Yep.
And, So my employee of the month this month is Mutated Plant number 2.
Yeah, so in the new Ivy pack, there's the plant that has a gun.
Uh-huh.
And that guy has been super obnoxious for everyone else around here.
So the gun's really good. Ivy has the ability to give one of her plants night vision for 100 funding, which is pretty sweet. So he's got a medium-range gun. And so she spends 100 funding, gives him night vision. She can give him an additional ammo for 200. So he gets three rounds of a rate of fire three blood stun gun. It's mechanical. Yep. So it wins on 3+. But it's just a solid gun, medium range. You can see whatever, shoot whatever. And he's cheap. He's like 16 rep, I think. Mm-hmm. And then the cool thing is because he's plant, he pops up in places that on the table that have just really nice lines of fire over where.
Yeah, that he's great for like if you can play some where other models can't go.
Uh-huh.
Or if they don't have grappling guns to get to him.
Yep.
Then he's just safe to shoot his three rounds for the whole entire game. And if that's like for his point cost, that's money.
That's money. Yep. And so he's definitely done that for me. But on top of that, I've always been putting him on, up on tops of crates or buildings. And then sometimes I take the Ivy strategy that lets her relocate a plant once in a game. So he uses up his rounds and then he relocates to contest an objective or something.
Yeah.
But old Mutated Plant 2, he's just been sitting up there. He's been raining down spore-ridden hellfire on my opponent.
Yep.
And when my opponents have returned fire, he has pinged almost every single shot taken at him over the course
of
this month.
That's more tilting.
Yeah.
And on top of it, even if I had a guy with shooter shoot at him and he just whiffed like two of the shots.
Yeah,
I had the new elite who literally had a rate of fire 3 shot on him, which probably should kill him if he doesn't have any pings.
So
just completely just like whiff, and I was like, all right, this guy's immortal.
Yep. So this month, Mutated Plant 2 has been immortal. He has dodged bullets. He's basically the one from the Matrix.
But he can't move.
He's Neo.
But he can't move until Ivy's like, get over there.
Yeah.
So this month, Mutated Plant number 2 is my GCPD employee of the month.
Nice. Hey, Chris, do you have one?
Yeah, I got one. For the last two games before this one, Kabuto has been nuts.
Yeah.
So, like I said before, I've been giving him the grapple gun, and it's made the world of difference for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's literally been, like, one-shotting models every time, like, or getting close to it. Today, he almost did it to Harley with his three-dice attack. He did, too. If it hit the one last one, he would have just killed her
in
one shot. In games before that, he killed, like, 2 to 3 models apiece because he was playing with other Bane, with Movie Bane.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he's just been one-shotting models, like, once a turn and stuff like that. So every time he's getting to it and can stack his attacks, he's been just literally scoring points. And then he's really good at getting away and, like, sitting and scoring tons of points, too, on objectives because he's stealth and a bulletproof vest, so they do have a way to shoot at him. He's been pretty survivable.
His run today is over, though.
Nah, he's, yeah. He, like, randomly got hit. Like, the plant just went ham. And
tripped
then,
him.
And then Ivy just, like, sprayed him.
Poisoned him. Yeah. Yep.
But,
it's pretty amazing to have qualified for Employee of the Month and still have been possessed by your opponent's boss. That's, like, a pretty...
Well, we can get into it. It's more scenario-based, I think.
Well, yeah. But I'm just saying that, like, he did pretty good.
I don't really get mad. Well, like...
Yeah.
Poison Ivy takes over your dudes. You just have to take it. Like, that's part of it.
He doesn't...
Saying,
like,
no,
a
I understand
effect,
what you're saying. I know what you're saying. He's taking it very seriously. Yeah.
Oh, I know. I get what you're saying. Yeah. For him to be Employee of the Month and still get taken over. Yeah.
Yeah. He did pretty good.
Yeah.
He had a good run. He had a good run this month.
I honestly don't think I've really had that, like, ever had a really bad game with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I think my employee of the month has to be probably the starter Batman.
Yeah. Remember
125 point Batman. I hated him. Yeah.
I know. Like, dude, he's good. He's good. He's good.
I still actually don't like him that much in Brave and the Bold, but I like him in Bat Family.
Oh.
So I like him in Bat Family specifically because Bat Family needs models as output. And he's actually one of the better output models for... Because
he has mixed combat style? Or?
Yep. So you can do range and melee. So that kind of pushes him over the top for Bat Family. And he's 125 points, which is one of the cheaper Batmans, actually.
Did he have a standout moment for you this month? Or just
not
a general,
really. Just
general
in general, like, I can always fit him in a list type thing.
Yeah.
I kind of like how he can throw so far. Like, remote control and 16 inches is so tough to protect.
Your total
like,
vision.
Yeah. To protect your weak henchmen, it's so hard to do against him.
Yep.
Just randomly checking those bad boys around the corner and hitting you.
Yep. I can't really remember something that really stood out for me, though, other than just like that as a model in general.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm just not remembering my games very well or if I've just had a really terrible month.
I guess. Colin going with the blue blood, the classic prospect, blue chip, Batman. Eggie and I going a little, you know, we're reaching down deep to plants and the ninjas.
Ninja random guys. mercenary ninjas. Yeah.
I mean, if we did this like last month, then it would have been, what's her face? The hidden... The chick you mentioned earlier. Oh, my God. I can't. She's in the
Black Orchid.
Black Orchid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was good for you last month.
But that would have been last month.
Wait,
so
there, we didn't have a GCPD month. Employee of the Month award last
month. Yeah.
It's new this month. So all of our all of our employees of the month will be receiving $2 off at the cafeteria. And
my last month one was for sure Heavy Trooper. He was going ham for a while there.
We should. I think we all know what Nigel's is, so we'll say. Nigel's employee of the month is Sickle.
Yeah,
no question. That would be Sickle. That guy sucks.
I hate him.
Yeah. So we'll be hanging framed pictures of them on the wall in the mess hall. And
we really should. Yeah.
Is your employee of the month painted?
I don't actually even technically own mine. It's been a proxy.
Mine is painted.
Mine too. Yeah. They get an extra slice of pizza.
My employee of the month, I'll be purchasing. If it becomes available at my local store sometime soon.
Never.
Joke's on you, never.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
All right, next segment is...
Scenario.
Number six, I believe.
Yuck.
It's chaos in the city.
It is chaos in the city.
It should just be deleted.
Hey, don't give away the punchline. Yeah. All right, so, like I said, we're back with, we played a little bit. We're back with our scenario breakdowns. This is the one that changed.
Yeah, even with all the changes, it was perfect for us because we were at 5. Nothing changed up to that point.
That's right.
And now the Chaos in the City changed, and we got to rock it out this week.
Yep. All right, so, again, you can find these in the Batmatch Pack, downloadable from... Night Models download section, and this will be objective number 6, Chaos in the City. The night sky glowed red from the fires, and the night was thick with sirens and the sounds of money being made.
Making money is pretty chaotic.
I was like all in on that one until the
sentence gave me chaos in my mind, not in the city.
All right. So, if you take a look at it, this one has two. It's kind of set up like looting, but the objective bands are a little shorter and a little fatter, and then they're divided up into 3 equal size sections. And so the rules are, instead of placing objectives in the enemy deployment zone, each player rolls 1d6 for each of their objective markers, which will then be placed according to the result in the corresponding box. If it can only be placed on top of a building, ignore the usual objective rules, including the restriction of placing it 2 inches away from other markers and on ground level.
Just one random thought. I just literally thought of the best character for you to be. And it's the Vibe. The CW character.
I don't know anything about him.
Oh, no. You're the Vibe.
I don't know. Nigel,
he's got
actually.
Long hair.
Well, sure. He might look like the Vibe.
Yeah, he's got the Vibe.
He might look like the Vibe. But I think Nigel's closer to the Vibe.
I feel like I'm vibing.
Yeah.
You don't want to be vibing.
I don't want to be vibing.
You don't want to be vibing.
I don't know anything about the Vibe.
His character just does nothing but make pop culture references, basically.
Oh,
he's in the new pack with the Flash.
Yeah, no, I mean, I know the model. I just don't know anything about the character.
Anyway.
Okay. Bonus VPs for this. Take it all. 3 VPs to the player who controls all his own objectives at the end of the game. But defend ours. 3 VPs if there aren't any enemy models inside of your deployment zone. I am fairly certain that that is intended to be at the end of the game, because I don't think you're getting 3 VPs every turn that there aren't enemy models in your deployment zone.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah. So that's how we played it anyway.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's just a scenario with super high points.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's like if you
it's
can
so
just
chaotic.
Get, if you can just get one guy in their deployment zone, then maybe you just stop.
The sound of money being made is so loud that the victory points climb to the sky.
But it's so
blaring like that one. Money!
I just figured it was like cash registers were just chinging all over the...
That song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, remember they hit the background
oh, yeah,
song?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Just on loudspeakers yep, just yep. everywhere.
Perfect.
So this one changed from what it was. It used to have 6 different places where you'd put the objectives, and they were smaller, like, rectangles.
Well, there still are 6, but it's yours can only go in 3 of them, whereas it used to be yours could go in any of the 6 boxes.
Oh, really? I thought there was... Oh. Oh, maybe, yeah. Or.
Yeah, they used to just be like you rolled a d6, and then that was the box that your objective went into.
The old version's terrible.
The old
no
version,
one played
we
d- it.
All we need to really say about the old version is it was a nightmare. This is a streamlined one, and it still is...
A nightmare?
Not great.
Yeah. So at the beginning of this, I don't know if listeners maybe remember, but this was the one that we hinted at about being the terrible scenario
yeah.
that we knew what its score would be.
They made it better.
It is better, for sure.
I don't detest it like I did the previous one. The real big problem here is that it's like a huge portion of, you know, as we've talked with the other scenarios, a huge portion of your game is dictated by the objectives you bring and where you wanna put them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you think about how the game is going to be played from that perspective. Well, you get a limited amount of control over where your objective is going.
You don't have control. It's random.
I mean, at least it's in that strip.
Sure.
As opposed to all over the board where it used to be. So, in some ways, it's like a looting where you just don't get to really... And you do get to decide in the box, like, where it goes.
Yeah,
you know, you
yeah.
still get to place it within that area. So, I don't know. It's playable. I think it's playable now. I think it's kind of a nightmare to set up.
As a tournament organizer, I think I would play it if it like randomly rolled up. But yeah, the problem is the setup. This one kind of sucks for tournament organizers just because your players will have to set it up, and setting up this one is kind of annoying.
It's time
your tournament organizer. Don't do it. It's silly, and like I just don't like randomized factors that can affect your game. And then having it randomly.
This is why he plays Two-Face.
Randomly pick your son. That's why I stopped playing Two-Face.
Oh, okay.
But I do love Two-Face the character, which makes me sad. Anyway, I just don't like randomized thing because objectives are a huge deal, and how you set them up changes how you play the game. And when it's random and you're forced to put them in certain places, it can be bad for you.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Or really good for you too, I guess.
So we could talk about the game we played, Aggie, where.
Yeah.
All of his objectives, he ended up rolling into the
one
same zone.
Yeah.
Yep. So all of his went in the same localized area, which on the one hand seems great for Bane. He's playing Bane into Sirens. But on the other, it's also like a great place for Ivy to go.
Yeah.
Just mind control 2 guys a turn.
And it was bad, too, because like I wanted to spread it out that game just because I was playing Ivy. And then I had Bane and another dude just on the other side of the map.
Yep.
So I was going to have them go like take on some other people and then have it spread out over there.
Yeah.
So Ivy had to pick a direction.
Oh,
to
yeah,
go.
But you place the objectives after you place your models.
Yep,
yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
So
it
that's
can be
actually pretty rough.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. So it's kind of like, I was just like, well, I guess. And
were you putting sewers in those type of, like, in those areas? Like,
we did have sewers in those areas. Yeah.
Okay.
Some.
Yeah. Roughly.
So I'm just trying to think about, like, ways to mitigate the pain.
So undercover and hidden deployment. Become extra valuable in this scenario because now you know where your objectives are when you actually go to deploy those
right,
models,
exactly.
Which is nice. It was, I didn't like think about it a lot. I had, so the crew I was playing was Ivy, Harley, Suicide Squad, Deadshot, High Security Henchman, And then Carnivorous Plant and the GCPD Employee of the Month Mutated Plant number two.
Mm-hmm. Shooting plant. Shooting plant.
Ping plant is what ping we call him. Okay. We call him Ping Plant now.
I'm going to call it Shooting Plant.
Yeah. I actually just call him Ping. That's his name. So...
You can't see, but I have a very disappointed look on my face.
Call him Luxac.
Yeah. So, at any rate, I
finally
had,
have your own malattested, dude.
I do have my own malattested. Congrats. Yeah, yeah. Finally got there.
Yeah.
So I set up Deadshot with Patrol, and I was like, "Oh, this will be a good place for him to get Field of Fire over the objective zones, and then I'll just get my ammo crate like kind of across from him to go reload." Yeah. And I was like, "Oh, want want." The ammo crate gets placed all the way across the
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's like a perfect example of like, dude, like this is how I want to play it, and this is why I like playing this list this way, and it's like you don't have a choice.
Right. Yeah. And so like it's not necessarily bad to make me respond and change up my play style. Like I don't think that that's bad. And there is enough control over this that I don't think it's terrible.
But you did roll a 6 to move it.
Change of objectives and roll a 6 to move it. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah. So that helps
or
a lot.
Change of plans.
And it helped me, too, that I actually took the Move the Titan for Bane. So, like, if I didn't have that, that would have been really horrendous for me because all of my objectives would have been the zone still.
Uh-huh.
So it would have been really, really bad.
Yeah.
So what are the, like, what are your guys' strategies that you want to take?
I think change of plans is important because it can help to mitigate, like, an objective that ended up in a weird place.
Maybe even extra objective would be nice.
Maybe.
Yeah, just because you give another chance.
More, yeah.
Fast advance seems weird because you're starting at 14.
Yeah, you're starting in your opponent's objective zones.
Yeah,
with fast advance
seems like a big advantage.
I don't think it takes too much effort to get to your opposing objective zones. You don't have to put too much speed into it. You're not that far across the table.
Isn't it plus 8?
What's that?
Plus 4.
It's plus 4.
And this one is plus 4? Okay.
All of them is plus 4.
Okay. Yeah. No, I think it's actually good because you're not like... The only thing that hurts is if they're in your deployment zone for that, if they scored every turn.
Yeah, there's 3 VPs for being in your deployment zone or whatever, which I assume that's at the end of the game.
Oh, yeah, that means that they
means they can score an objective and be in your deployment zone at the end of the game.
All right, but maybe not. That's actually huge.
Yeah, it's definitely a nice little bump.
Yeah.
So, I think change of plans is the big one.
It's
just
good.
Letting you... And I do think like an additional objective is not bad.
What about, I'm trying to think of any like...
Reinforcements could be interesting.
Yeah, reinforcements is maybe not terrible because you get to kind of hold a model back. Of course,
you can make your plan after.
Yeah, that's on a 4 really plus to that you actually get the opportunity to do that, but...
Yeah, like helicopters, of course. And
yeah. Right, yeah. If you've taken that already, so... Yeah.
I was talking the helicopter deployment, not Gordon.
Right,
helicopter.
Like the Suicide Squad one, yeah.
Or Bird Spray. Yeah.
Yep.
Don't exist, bro.
They do.
They do.
They'll exist probably a year, and then
yeah.
they will not.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll probably see a transition.
Yeah.
So
technically, the Flash Arrow book is still legal. I think, according to Stefan, you can still play Teen Titans or
Birds
of Prey.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Oh, you mean Standard?
No, because...
Well, they like a lot of those models don't exist in Standard. But
no, so no. So, yeah, I mean, Eternal. We'll probably have a good year before we start probably switch over from Eternal or something like that. What do you think?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah,
anyway,
probably.
Back to scenario.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what other strategies I would use.
There's, like, kind of an interesting, you can build kind of your two lists if you wanted to try to, you can have your more mobile lists. Well, I don't know. This one's weird. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't actually really know if you're going to need mobility or not need mobility.
Yeah,
because
your opponent could also just take that to their advantage
right.
if things go
like,
their way.
The deal is you can deploy your models like too spread out if you need to and then collapse on a single point if it ends up being that way.
You want to be like very fluid with your strategy, I think.
Yeah, the more flexible you are, the better this one will go for you probably. I think the average game probably ends up playing a lot like looting does.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, shoot. I should have extra... No, never mind. I forgot extra strategies and I have mastermind.
You did forget.
And mastermind.
You forgot to take your extra...
Strategy and mastermind.
Yeah.
Yeah, oops.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
You mean your exhaust of planner?
No, he forgot to take... He keeps saying extra strategy, but what he means is one of his strategies was extra objective, and he didn't take that.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, and I have extra token in the bag, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oops. I just didn't remember that stuff. I haven't played in a long while.
Yeah.
But.
Yep.
But yeah, the scenario is different. It's just, like I said, I don't know.
I don't think it's not as chaotic as it once was.
No, it's not. It is fixed to the point where I find it playable now.
Yep.
Yeah, it's playable.
I don't love the random element. Yeah. I like to be able to control my game plan a little better, but it is a forced sort of, like, you're going to have to react to this. You can't necessarily plan 100% for it.
Yeah, I just
I don't mind that, I guess.
I think it's fun for, like casual games.
Sure.
Yeah, and I think it can be fun to do all this stuff, and it can be random. I just, like, in a tournament setting, it could change a game dramatically. That's why I don't like it.
I think at this point, my biggest objection to it is just that it's time-consuming to set up. Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Mine's not random.
Yeah, that's my second biggest objection. But, yeah, I don't know that I really have a lot more.
Another thing, too, is, like, if you do take Ace Chemicals and stuff or those kind of objectives, then you can kind of spread out and do that. In this one, you have to put it in the zone as well, which affects you even more. Mm. So you don't even get a chance to, like, that's why a lot of times you want to pick those ones to spread out.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't even allow you to do that. So you're really stuck to those zones that you roll into.
Yep.
Yeah. So what crews do you think have the largest advantage?
It's tough because it's random. Like, usually you have your objectives in certain ways. And
so what crew do you think is the most flexible to hit all the strategies that you want that we've kind of talked about? So what crew can kind of focus in on one area the best or spread out the best at, like...
Joker's probably pretty good at it.
Yeah, I can see Joker being good.
I think League of Assassins is pretty good because you have the new Roz is actually very...
They have a plethora of...
They're kind of a really good brick. Yeah. If you, like, a bunch of ninjas getting kill them plus Inspire is really dangerous, but they're also very good at spreading out.
Yep.
So I think they're pretty good at it.
I would agree with that.
Brave and the Bold, probably.
Yeah, just from grappling guns alone, with like Batman's usually having more Nightwings having them, that stuff.
They have elite mobile guys that can get to where they need to. And
I think just anyone with mobility is pretty good in this scenario.
So who do we think has a little bit of a weaker time? Because like you played against Penguin, and Penguin isn't what we have just said, like mentioned. Like, they're not very mobile. Mm. Well,
no, Penguin is mobile.
They are more mobile than you think, well, I guess, with the Let's Go Them. And
not even then. When he built the list he was playing,
the Let's Go
was plus. The Let's Go list, and that list is surprisingly mobile.
Yeah, because you get the 2 extra inches on every Let's Go, and then he does have grapple hooks and
stuff.
He had
a Follow Me as well. And
Follow Me.
Yeah. So... Yeah, when I played the old one, it was against Penguin. It was with Birds of Prey, and it was a nightmare. Mostly because all of his, like, went boom, 1, 2, 3, like, in a row. And then mine got spread out or put, like, in the same box as one of his, and I didn't want to, like, fight all 12 of his guys that were all, like, in the same spot.
But the same thing if, like, I think Sirens are awesome at the scenario.
Maybe.
Because you're so fast that you can adapt, and then even if they are in a ball shape, then Ivy's like, sweet, I'm taking over 2 of those dudes.
Yeah.
And I can kind of break that up.
It kind of depends on if your Bane was in that same area of those guys, she's like in a lot of danger. Like,
she can usually run away from Bane, though. That's not the problem.
Yeah, but if she comes
she
in
can
to
run
mind
away,
control,
sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
If she comes into mind control, sure, then sure. Bane's.
That's
her,
if Bane
theoretically.
Just marches, like if Bane, in that game, if instead of Bane coming around to fight like high security off to the side, if he'd run over and then all the guys just like clumped up around him and then they just marched into the objective zone, that would have been pretty difficult for me.
I think it's kind of a crew, your strategy changes largely based on what you're playing against.
Yeah,
so,
that's fair.
But it's kind of a weird adaptable. Because, like, especially with how you normally play your crew anyway, is you always have Kabuto out there, and you always have High Security out there. Mm. So changing that up based on,
against. I think it was tough, like I said before.
But it is a hard decision.
Yeah, because, like, I normally can adjust for it, but because my other crew was split across the board almost.
Yep.
I was maybe like realistically at the end of the day, it's just centralized it all. But
yeah,
the problem,
you could have, well, I mean, you could have you could have basically taken your first turn instead of trying to put damage just to like
Honestly, I was fine.
Bricking.
Fine the game the way it went. Like,
yeah.
Because early on, I was fine.
Sure,
If Bane doesn't die that second turn or whatever.
Second turn.
Then I was cool with it.
Yeah.
Because he could have recovered and been fine after that.
Mm. Sure.
I think, like I said, we discussed, like, he needs a bodyguard.
He does.
Yeah, I'm really hopeful a prisoner pack comes out that has a bodyguard.
Or if he gets a box or something like that, that just has a bodyguard.
I mean, I would actually like Bane to get some of the cheaper crew guys.
Yeah, I think he needs it.
Militia has their 15-point just kind of duder that has a sharp knife. Yeah.
Like, even if that
he's actually kind of great.
Yeah.
But if he was in Bane's crew, like, if that type of model existed in Bane,
I think although that thing we always talk about Bane too came up is like if he could have someone arrest him or if he had a way to take somebody out and just remove him from the table instead of them getting up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that made a big difference too.
I mean, I feel like because he's kind of the elite soldiers of fortune, right? So, like, that's kind of Bane's thing, right?
Yeah, it's tough because they're not, like, they're elite, but they're not at the same time. Like, they're not willpower sticks.
I'm just from a shtick.
Oh, yeah.
They're, like, shtick is that. So, like, I feel like they would just carry handcuffs. Like, most of them just have handcuffs. Like,
or zip ties.
Yeah. If you have a military guy, they normally
have, like, some kind of zip ties. Yeah. It's
they're usually into freaky sex.
I mean, whoa, that's not where I was going.
Oh, okay.
But no, just mercenaries in general, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I thought that's what Slipknot's handcuff thing was all about.
Oh my God, it is.
Yeah, he looks like a creeper too.
Yep. That's a fact.
That's how his character was developed, dude. Someone was just like, oh, that dude's weird. I bet we should give him handcuffs.
Yep.
You're going to zip over the end, be a creep.
Yep.
Run.
Yep.
Do you want to rate it?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you have any more to say about it? I don't know.
Nah, I got nothing really. I'll give it 2 out of 10 Robins.
Nice.
I'm going to give it a 4 out of 10 ha-has.
I'm going to give it a 0 out of 5.
My goodness, you really despise it.
Yeah. Last one, it would be a 0 or a 1.
I'll take it back.
Yeah. If it was the last one, it'd be a 0. It was unplayable.
Oh, yeah, before. Yeah, I'll give it a 1 out of 5 just because it's not like it used to be.
Yeah.
And it's actually playable. Uh-huh. So I'll give it a 1 out of 5.
There we go.
Yeah. Cinnamon.
Hey, improvement. Colors. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I mean, the more I think about our game and the different kind of strategies you could have taken and how that might have changed the game.
Or just remember that I could take extra strategies and my master.
Well, I mean,
that'd be a big deal.
But I just mean, like, the way that we played it even.
Yeah.
The more I think about it and the more I think about, like, well, if you'd done this, what would I have done? If you'd done this, what would I have done?
Sure.
Like, I think maybe, because you have, like, a way that you want to play with Bane and you haven't played him in a while. So your natural thing is to go back to it.
I can easily say I didn't play great.
But the fact that the scenario does make you, like, reevaluate after deploying, like, what you're going to do,
that is
interesting. So
a lot of scenarios that do that.
Right.
So
that's why I am going to give it a 4 out of 10.
Still not a good score.
It's not a great score, but
it's a needs improvement score.
If a TO decided to run this as one of the scenarios at the tournament, I would groan, but I wouldn't hate my life.
Just always remember,
if this is
my tournament, it means I rolled it up randomly.
I'll say something to you.
I'll groan.
What we're saying is we'll say, if you did
and then I'll be like,
people
it was random.
We're going to say stuff to you.
I'll be like, I'm still groaning. You could have rerolled.
I would have, last edition.
Yeah.
You get one reroll.
Yeah.
If you get it twice, then maybe we'll play it.
Yeah. Chaos in the City on double sixes.
Mm.
Yeah, that'd be the only way. You have to roll double box cards.
That's right.
I don't roll 2 dice, but okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're just saying, yeah.
Yep.
2 12s, how about that?
Yeah, okay.
All right, well.
Do we have another one, or do we want to?
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.
We went way over 69 minutes.